In our first reading today from the prophet Joel, the Lord tells us to, he says, return to me with your whole heart. You know, how often do we serve the Lord with our whole heart? You know, how often are we serving him to the level where, you know, each day we're striving to do his will, we're thirsting to be in his presence in the Holy Eucharist, and we're desiring to fulfill every one of his commandments? You know, how often are we living with our whole heart dedicated to the Lord? Well, for most of us, probably sometimes, maybe here or there. But there's probably a lot of times where we're serving the Lord half-heartedly. You know, where we just don't have our full heart in it. Or maybe we have a divided heart, and there's various things that are pulling at our attention. Or maybe with a lukewarm heart, where we're not really on fire for the love of God. You know, the reality is every time that we commit a sin, we're not serving God wholeheartedly. Something else has taken root within us that is not pleasing to God. And so there's probably many, many times where we've only served the Lord half-heartedly, or, you know, maybe turned away from him entirely. And the whole purpose of Lent is to open our hearts back up to the Lord so we can serve him with our whole heart. You know, or at least serve him more fully than we've ever served him in the past. You know, one of the keys to serving the Lord wholeheartedly is humility. You know, humility is the foundational virtue, because with pride, that's the opposite of humility, pride fills us up with ourselves. It places ourselves at the center. And as long as we're at the center and doing things to build up our own pride, we're not going to be serving the Lord wholeheartedly. And so humility empties ourselves of our pride so that we can serve the Lord. And so each one of the three pillars of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, build humility. You know, how does almsgiving build humility? It teaches us to look at the needs of others before our own needs. You know, to take the resources that we have, and instead of thinking, how can I spend this on myself, or what else can I give to myself, it causes us to look at others around us and say, who else is in need? Or how can I use the resources I've been given to advance the kingdom of God? And so by giving alms frequently, the more often we give alms, the more humble we become, because it places others and God as the center of our focus. And it takes the focus away from ourselves. Prayer. You know, prayer, how does prayer teach us humility? Because it teaches us to turn our hearts to God and to reach out to him, to seek Jesus Christ in a relationship with him in order to find our fulfillment. It teaches us that we aren't fulfilled on our own. We are not autonomous. You know, we can't go through this world thinking that we can solve all of our own problems and that we can cure ourselves of all of our own diseases. You know, we can't control our lives. We can't add one more day. We can't add one more minute to our lifespan, even if we wanted to. And so prayer teaches us to turn to God and to praise him for all the blessings that we enjoy, and to turn to him with our needs. And so the more we pray, the more that teaches us to focus less on ourselves and to more on God. God is the source of as the one who we praise. God as the one who brings us fulfillment. God as the one that we seek. And fasting and penance, that teaches us humility as well, because it teaches us to discipline ourselves. You know, it teaches us that we need to deny ourselves and our own desires in order to gain self-mastery. Like, we have to be in control of ourselves, and penance helps us to do that. And it also teaches us that we have sinned and we rightfully deserve punishment, and we should voluntarily take some form of punishment upon ourselves because of our sin. And so penance, in particular fasting, is a very powerful way of teaching us humility. And so these three pillars of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, all of these help us to grow in humility. You know, as we begin Lent, I think a good question for us to ask is, how do we pick a good penance? You know, what's a good penance for us to do during Lent? And some of you may have already picked one or thought about that. Others might still be in the process. But I think a good exercise is to think about one thing that is keeping us away from God in our lives. You know, if there are one thing that we could change in our daily life that would draw us into a deeper and more free relationship with Christ, if we could just change one thing, what would it be? And once we realize what that one thing we would change is, that's going to tell us what our penance should be. You know, one thing that we would change. And so, for example, if we say, well, I'm not praying enough because I'm spending 4 or 5 hours a day playing video games. Well, there's the penance. Give up video games and spend extra time each day in prayer. You know, if we find ourselves on social media or news feeds or playing computer games and that's absorbing all of our time, well, that's what our penance should be. Get rid of that and dedicate that time to prayer. And if we spend too much time and money shopping, there's our penance. Stop shopping for things that we don't need and take that money that you would have spent and give alms. And if we're constantly concerned about fancy clothing or our appearance or what others think of how we appear, well, pick a few simple things that you're going to wear during Lent and go with that. There's your penance. You know, if we're absorbed with food and drink, if we're always thinking about what restaurant we can go to, well, give up some of those things. There's our penance. And so a good penance doesn't need to be severe. You know, it shouldn't be something that's going to adversely affect our health. So it shouldn't be something that necessarily needs to be harsh. But it should be something that's challenging spiritually. If it's something that's so easy that it doesn't really impact us at all, then it's probably not a good penance. If it's something that is going to challenge us to make a real change that's going to draw us into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, that's a good penance. And so a penance should be something that challenges us spiritually. It should lead us to a greater detachment and to spiritual growth. And so what is our ultimate goal this Lent? For every single one of us, the goal should really, really be the same. By the end of Lent, we should be able to serve the Lord more wholeheartedly and on a deeper and a more free level than we ever have before. That should be our goal, the freedom to love and to serve God wholeheartedly. The ability to come before the altar at Mass and to be able to kneel and have our souls filled with new life and a new excitement for serving Jesus Christ and an ability to enter into a deeper and more profound union with Him when we worship before His altar. If we enter into Lent well, and if we're faithful to good commitments, it's going to draw us into a deeper and a more life-filled worship and adoration of God. And so that's the goal. That's where we want to be as we end Lent. In the disciplines that we undertake now, and the prayer, the almsgiving, the works of penance, and the grace of God is what will bring us there.